There's a section here on your brothers and sisters, but it seems to me we went over that already in the beginning.
Where is too long to start?
But let's see some of the kinds of things we might not have discussed. I seem to remember that you went over the birth and brief history of each one of them. Well, why don't we stop before that, since that's a whole other section. Since you have a good number of them, and they're important.
Daddy, I want to go.
You ready to go home?
What was the thing you were...
Well, it was dug out here, and then you had a space up here, and then you dug out over here, wash. Your bar was closed, the white clothes were born.
I could
remember watching them, helping them remember better.
Well, was there a tub set down on the ground?
It was on a something, you know, like this to hold it in, shaped this way. There was lumber underneath it to hold it. And,
two-door car.
Boards. That's my feet from getting wet.
See?
And they washed all of those white clothes.
You.
They were white as they could be.
Pete.
Hot ash. And they also would beat all that place in between.
You beat them sometimes.
They were real dirty.
Were they on a platform, something like a porch?
Yeah.
No, they were out in the yard.
Out in the yard.
Now they don't.
That 35.
It was mounted. And wash pot. It was right close to it where you boil them. And then he had a search. Big syrup plate, but need syrup.
Put in this bottle, it's not the best of all. I have one.
And the water was at the end of a wall, pump at the end of a wall. And it's a narrow wall to get it out.
Well, even though I was thinking of the number of changes, too, that your generation has seen. What was the first big one? Would be were there already electric lights
when you were born? We had gas.
You had gas.
When the house was built, we had
gas lights.
They're very bright. Those old-fashioned ones with the mantles, we call them. And you'd have to turn on the gas and hold the match about that far from it. If you touched it, after it'd been burning one time, it just disintegrated.
What disintegrated?
And
the mantle. They were little bags.
And it had to be pumped up.
It had to be pumped
up. Papa would pump up the
But the tank that to give pressure for the gas to come in.
To get the pressure, I guess, to move it through the pipe. Those pipes are up in the attic right under them, I guess. In fact, once somebody put there,
take this one,
it's easy. Asked me about it. Well, you know, they're pipes.
It's just a good thing.
And then Papa got a Delco plant for the house and the store. It was in the back of the store, but it closed lights for working in the house.
That's first electric lights in town, I believe.
So we never did use lamps.
Yes, we did. We had lamps because the things that go out, you know.
Well, my job
after I got home from school was to wash the lampshades.
I didn't depend on lamps. That's what I mean.
What?
I use a lamp, don't I?
By lamps, you mean kerosene lamps?
Yeah. We had to fill the lamps, and there were times when we had no, you know, like if something wouldn't work, you know.
Well, I know, I've got them now, because I know you.
No, I mean, we'd have to have enough for the whole house.
And,
because I had to wash the lamp chimneys.
They give a light, it's better than
me. That's right, Well,
but you can do it, can't
you? Mm-hmm.
I keep a couple of kerosene lanterns.
No, that's not it.
Mm. I keep a couple of kerosene lanterns.
I got a bottle from the store. You can buy kerosene
You can get it. If you just find the right filling station or hardware store.
But you're supposed to take a Georgia law or something that you got to take a
Well, they figure you're probably not going to make a firebomb out of it.
Yeah, I'm not making not as yet.
Not that man.
Not as yet.
So you got electric lights. Of course, the railroad was already there.
Oh, yeah.
That was there before the town, wasn't it?
Oh, Bill, that's what the reason you found.
And the town grew up around.
And the
settlements were there before Pennsylvania.
Be sure if I go here, I go here.
Like down there at Guest Pond, where we have our
marker.
In the cemetery, Guest Pond Cemetery down there.
You see,
there
are two
red
bricks
in their cemetery.
Reducing it to three letters.
And that meal was, oh, I don't know what it's been. Good time for.
Talk about Moore's meal?
Pearson. No, Guest Pond meal.
Bible was a boy.
I remember Grandma said when she was a child, she lived right on the meal pond on this back of the meal pond. Her dad's place. And she said one time, she and her brothers walked across to the mill on ice with one left.
And somebody, I can't remember who, somebody was walking that way and a great big alligator was out on the ground and ran after
them. Is that right?
Then she said she learned to swim. Mama never did. But Grandma learned to swim with her brothers, she said. Mm-hmm. And one time they were in there, the pond, and an alligator came out after them, said they got up a tree.
Well,
said it came out on the dirt, you know. They climbed the tree.
Well, we, Ari and I, and my friend Mike Abrams and his son went fishing a few days ago. Mm-hmm. And we went out to a place down on the coast here, right on the coast, and we found a large, already found a large alligator skull. Mm-hmm. Alligator skeleton. We brought the skull back with a lot of teeth in it.
Mm. Well, I saw on the news where a man from Lakeland had imported alligators to raise.
Uh-huh.
You can do that and kill them for skins if there's that kind of alligator.
Yeah.
But not the native.
Right. He's farming them.
They didn't look like fireworks, really. Mm-hmm. But they were alligators.
L-O-U-D, that's what it would be.
Well, let's see, after the lights came and electricity, then what, radio?
Right after World War II. They were available. I'm not even sure they were on the But I think he got to see one. I saw one in New York in the RCA studio. 1939. It was just to show, you know.
Right.
On exhibit. That was all.
Well, you were the eighth, that's what I'm saying.
Did you grow up listening to the radio? Did you grow up listening to the radio?
Yeah, I think I've come to the radio and we'd sit up at night and listen to the radio.
We got the first radio in the 20s, early 20s, when Etta was teaching there. She bought
it. I don't really know.
She finished college in 25. But she taught there 1 year before she finished, but I think she was out. Did she come back there to teach?
Papa yet? Would have enjoyed television, the news, and the things. Whatever he had, he liked to learn things, keep up with him. All that political things, he sensed to that.
How many paved roads were there back then?
Not any.
Not any?
Not any in our area. If we went to Douglas or Waycross, we could. But Waycross had some brick roads, and Douglas might have had a little bit of paving.
Between Waresburg and Waycross, that was the first paving that I remember close to us.
Yeah.
And then he would go into on the road to Jacksonville, between Waycross and Jacksonville.
Down the Dixie Highway.
There was some. In there, but I don't remember where. It wasn't close to Waycross, I don't think. I can't even remember. The reason I know, I went with Dr. Malone and Lorraine because he carried them there to have their teeth straightened. And they were friends, so they wanted me to go with them. So I told Jackson, I remember there was some pain in there. And where's where the Waycross was one street.
Yeah, that was the only one on the rural road.
Close to us.
Nothing toward Douglas.
Well, that was the...
Nothing toward Tifton.
That was a U.S. highway.
Dixie Highway.
Well, did you read any magazines when you were growing up?
Not when
didn't
we
have
children,
too many. We had Mama's Home Companion and...
I don't remember McCall, reading one of those.
I believe it was still on it. And there wasn't any red book or anything like that.
Well, let's see. Saturday Evening Post was there.
Yeah, it was one of the old ones.
It was around
Colliers.
Colliers.
Reader's Digest was started in 1923, I think.
Yeah.
Well, after it started.
And you know how much it was? Subscription?
$3.
Because I took it for years. Like that. Now it is 13, 14, maybe 15. I can't remember. 17.
Yeah, but I was talking to Ned last night.